Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Thanks for joining us on this fine Saturday.
Hi friends, I'm Marie. Now we talked about some fun things this week, and today we can review all of it together.
Yes, that's right. So let's start our review by looking at the lessons. Then we'll ask you some questions. So pay attention. Here we go.
We're going camping this weekend. I'm so excited.
Me too. But we need the right gear.
Rob is going with us. Maybe he has sleeping bags.
He does have sleeping bags for all of us.
Okay. We have a good map too. What else do we need?
Susie camps a lot. Let's ask her.
Good idea.
Susie, I need your advice.
How can I help?
Alex and I are camping for the first time.
That's great. I love camping.
What do we need?
Do you have good water bottles?
No, we need those.
A lantern is a good idea too.
We don't have one.
I can lend you one.
Hey, Rob. Here is the map of the camp area.
Great. I have a compass, too. We might need it.
Yes, we can use that to get around the area.
Right. I have a water filter. If we are out of water, we can use it when we fill our bottles.
That's great. Do we have everything now?
Alex, I have some things for you.
Thank you so much, Susie.
Here's the lantern. And here are some matches to light it, or the stove.
Oh, thank you.
Here's a flashlight. You should have one.
Thanks.
We can use it.
Sure. I also have a tent for you. If it rains, you'll need it.
Thanks.
Camping will be more fun now.
Hey, Alex. What are you doing?
I'm writing a story for Rob's show.
What's the story about?
A woman and a rat.
What?
A local woman found a giant rat. It was...bigger than some pet dogs.
Ew, that's horrible. Where was the rat?
It was sitting on a mat in the woman's living room.
Alex, your story sounds like a kid's poem.
What do you mean?
A fat rat sat on a mat?
You're right. Maybe I can use that in my story.
Perhaps. It's sometimes fun to use words with similar sounds.
Such as, a fat rat chases a woman's black cat.
That's perfect. That's a funny story.
Hi, Rob. Have you read Alex's latest story?
The one about the fat rat?
Yes, it's a funny story.
It is. And it's a good piece of writing. Alex's work has improved a lot.
I agree. His story stays in one's mind because of his writing style.
True. I won't forget it because he used so many rhymes.Maybe we should use rhymes and words with similar sounds in more of our stories.
Well, we must be careful. We don't want them to become too silly.
You're right. Plus, I'll have to say all these rhymes on TV.
Yes, that could be difficult.
I'll chat with Alex. I'll praise his story, but I'll ask him not to use too many rhymes.
I love the ukulele, it's the greatest thing I found. It's cute and small and best of all, it has a happy sound. Hi everyone, it's time for E-Report, and today we're talking about the ukulele. And I'm so excited because I really enjoy playing the ukulele. It's a lot of fun. Do you play the ukulele? Well, maybe you should. It's not too hard. Oh, can I tell you a secret? I not only play the ukulele, I collect ukuleles, and I have too many. But that's why I'm excited, because today we're going to make a ukulele. Woohoo! I can't wait! Are you ready? Let's go.
Ukuleles are instruments that look like small guitars. Ukuleles come from Hawaii. They have four strings, and people play them with their hands and fingers. Ukuleles have a bright, happy sound. And when people hear ukulele music, it often reminds people of island vacations and summer days. Even though ukuleles come from Hawaii, they are now popular around the world. One of the reasons is because they are small and easy to play.
Wow! Hey everyone, let me introduce you to my new friends. This is Han.
Hello.
Shin. They not only play the ukulele, but they also teach music. And they teach people how to make their own ukuleles. Wow! Can I make a ukulele today?
Sure, it's our pressure.
Isn't that great? I've always wanted a custom-built ukulele. And I'm going to make one, right?
Of course. Marty will teach you how.
Oh, thank you so much. This is going to be great. I'm so excited. Let's get started. Wow, look at all this stuff. So, Martin, what do we do first?
The first step to making a ukulele is to attach the head and neck to the body. To do this, put some glue on the neck and body.
Glue on that. Oh, I see that now. But I'll spread it around. Blood in the hall. Too much. Oh, man, too much.
Then press the two pieces together. Use rubber bands to hold the pieces in place while the pieces dry. Then there will be a tight bond, and the pieces will stay together. It takes about 30 minutes for the glue to dry completely.
Hey, Hazel, wake up.
Oh, already? Oh, well, Martin, what's next?
Once it's dry, the next step is to glue the fingerboard onto the neck. The fingerboard shows the player where to put his or her fingers to play notes and chords on the ukulele. Once the fingerboard is glued, we use special clamps to hold it in place, and then we let it dry. When the fingerboard is dry, we will use some sandpaper to sand down any rough edges.
So finally, after waiting again, we're ready to use the sandpaper. Oh, That's because sometimes the edges are not too smooth, and we don't want to hurt our fingers, so we use sandpaper to make it nice and smooth.
This will make sure the fingerboard is smooth and the player doesn't cut him or herself when they play the ukulele. Once the fingerboard is in place, then we can glue the bridge onto the body. Where does the bridge go? Use a ruler to measure and find the exact spot. After the bridge is in place, we can paint the ukulele.
Well, we put the bridge on the ukulele, and then we painted it. We put a finish on it so that it looks nicer and so that it protects the ukulele. And now, my favorite part, I get to paint and put a design on this ukulele. But how do I do that? Shin, can you show us?
Yeah.
Okay.
After the design is done, we need to put on several more coats of finish. This will make sure the design stays in place. The next step is to attach the tuning heads to the top of the ukulele. The tuning heads allow ukulele players to keep their ukuleles in tune. The last step is to attach the strings to the ukulele. Different size strings create different sounds. We must make sure we put the strings in the right order.
Oh, glad I have this. It's taking a while. Look, my ukulele is finished and ready to play. Let's see how it sounds. Not bad. Wow, thanks, everybody.
You're welcome, Hansel. Would you like to play a song with us?
Sure. What song?
How about the one we just practiced?
Oh, the one we practiced? Good idea. Hey, thanks for watching, everyone. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. 1, 2, 3. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know how much I love you. So please don't take my sunshine away.
That really helps to see those lessons again, doesn't it? And now it's time for a couple of review questions.
Well, I am ready for any question, Peter.
What's the third planet from the sun?
The Earth? Hey, but that doesn't have anything to do with today's lesson, Peter.
Oh, I know. You just said you were ready for any question.
Okay. Well, now, let's really start our review. Peter, reviewing lessons from the week is always fun, so let's begin.
Let's start with our review about camping. Let's review some of the gear you need for camping. You need a tent, right?
That's right. You need a tent to sleep in, and you also need a water bottle.
Yes, you need to bring water with you, and you need a sleeping bag. That's what you'll sleep in during the night.
All right, so what's the next question you have for me?
Well, now let's talk about small guitars.
Oh, wait, what? We didn't talk about that.
Yes, remember the tiny guitars from Hawaii?
No, Peter, that's not a small guitar. That's a ukulele.
Oh, what's the difference?
Ukuleles look like small guitars, but they only have 4 strings.
Very good. Well, friends, now it's time to take a break. We'll see you after this.
Let's talk in English.
Welcome back. That was fun to see how a ukulele was made. We sure do learn a lot of fun things on our e-reports.
Yes. Who knows where we will go next or what we will do?
Oh, I just talked to Rebecca. I know.
Oh, well, don't tell us. You should keep it a surprise because now it's time to watch our features from the week. This will be fun.
I love the ukulele. It's the greatest thing around. It's cute and small and best of all, it has a happy sound. I love the ukulele. It's the greatest thing I've found. I play a song and sing along. It lifts me when I'm down. The ukulele is just my style. Let's get together and play a while. The ukulele will make you smile. Hey, let's play the ukulele. Around. It's cute and small, and best of all, it has a happy sound. I love the ukulele, it's the greatest thing I've found. I play a song and sing along, it lifts me when I'm down. The ukulele is just my style. Let's get together and play a while. The ukulele will make you smile. Come on, join in. The ukulele just my style. Let's get together and play a while. The ukulele will make you smile. Hey, come on! Let's play the ukulele!
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about tongue twisters. And here to answer our question is my special guest, Ednamology. Thanks for joining us today, Edna.
No problem.
Now, Edna, I have a question today from Ari Sue of Redding, California. Can you help us answer it?
Sure, Rob. What is the question?
All right. Well, Ari writes, my teacher gave our class a tongue twister to practice. She sells seashells by the seashore. It is really hard to say. Why are tongue twisters so hard to say?
Great question, Ari. Tongue twisters are very hard to say, and that's why they are called tongue twisters. They twist your tongue.
That's true. But why are they so hard to say?
Tongue twisters are hard to say because many of them have similar sounds, yet are different. For example, she and see in your tongue twister. When you try to say both sounds quickly, it's not easy.
I see. Well, Ari gave us an example of a tongue twister. She sells seashells by the seashore. Can you give us another example?
Sure. Try to say this sentence quickly. Red leather, yellow leather.
Oh, that's easy. Red leather.
It's not so easy, is it?
No, it's not. Well, thank you, Edna, for answering our question today. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time. Red leather.
Hello, boss. How can I help
you? Nicole, I need your help. Maybe you can give me some advice. As you know, I just recently started this company, so I have a difficult question. Maybe you can help me think about it. So should I I think we should hire some smart people. So should I hire people who are smarter than me? You don't have to give me an answer now. I was just thinking.
Yes.
Well, did you just say yes? You mean, so I should hire people who are smarter than me?
Yes.
Nicole, you are so smart. When I have, when as you, as I...
As soon as I go back to my office, I am giving you a raise.
Super sentence man?
Yes, I am that man. And when you need a super sentence, I am the man for you. The super sentence is, as soon as something. Like this, as soon as I go back to my office, I'm giving you a raise.
Nicole, as soon as I go back to my office, I am giving you a raise. You're getting more money.
How? But...
Super! Now, do you have this super sentence in another way?
Well, of course I do. As soon as super sentence man is gone, I'll give Nicole some nice things.
As soon as super sentence man is gone, I'll give Nicole some nice things. Wow, Nicole must be really special.
And smart.
But I didn't say...
Well, I guess you've said enough. Anyway, always remember, a super sentence every day will make your English great.
Well, I guess my English is great. And Nicole, thank you again. As soon as I go back to my office, you're getting a raise.
Again? I didn't do anything. Easy money.
Those features are great. It's a fun way to learn English, and we can always practice here together.
Yes, we always enjoy answering questions with you, and you can always come back on Saturday to review lessons with us, and you can watch those conversations again.
This is a great place to come and always speak English. Well, you did a great job today, everyone, and we had a lot of fun. So we'll see you again right here on...
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.